And now our Emerging Writer series continues here on Books Plus. Angela Slatter is the author of the World Fantasy shortlisted Sourdough and Other Stories, and the Aurealis Award-winning The Girl with No Hands and Other Tales. Her work has appeared in Dreaming Again, Strange Tales 2 and 3, Steampunk Reloaded, and A Book of Horrors. I recorded her reading at a salon event at the Avid Reader Bookshop in Brisbane. Over to Angela Slatter.
This is a new piece called By the Weeping Gate from a collection which hopefully will be out next year called The Bitterwood Bible. See here, this house here in Breakwater, this one by the Weeping Gate where men and women come to wait and wail for those lost to the sea. This house is very fine, given the notoriety of the canton in which it resides, indeed given the notoriety of its inhabitants. The front stairs are swept daily by the girl who tends to such things. More of Nell later. The facade is cleverly created, a parquetry of stones, coloured from cream through to ochre. Some look as red as rubies. They all create a mosaic of florals and vines. The windows are always clean and shine like crystals, but none may see inside due to the heavy brocade drapes. Come to the door. Look at its intricacies, all carved from ebony, bas-relief mermaids and sirens, perched upon jagged rocks with the sea throwing itself against those jagged angles. The knocker is surprisingly plain, as if some attempt at good taste was made. It's merely brass, highly polished, of course, with a slight ripple pattern, so it looks something like a piece of rope. The house was not built by its current occupants. They have shifted into it, grown like a hermit crab into a new shell. But by a sea captain who quickly made and then lost his fortune to the ocean and its whirlpools and deceptive coasts with rocks sown just beneath the surface. After that, another man purchased it, a prince of the church, an infrequent visitor, who installed a mistress of surpassing beauty therein for some months and then took her away. The abode lay dormant and lonely for several years until this woman came along. Tall and striking with jet-black hair, skin the colour of wheat and eyes like brown stones, she dragged behind her four small daughters, their features enough like hers and distinct enough from each other's to say they had different fathers. No one knew whether she bought the property or simply set up shop there. A lawyer did descend a few weeks after her presence was noticed, but by then the business was well established. The lawyer rapped the door, a look of displeasure on his face, and entered when the door was whisked open. He came out again sometime later, features quite changed and set in what seemed an unfamiliar arrangement of happiness. He walked stiffly now, but this did not seem to bother him at all. He became a regular visitor and was content to leave Delita to her affairs and her offspring, who continued to multiply. If his wallet was a little heavier and his balls a little lighter each time he left, then so much the better. For all its decorative glory, the house does not have a delightful marine aspect. Perhaps that is unfair. By peeking out one window, inclining one's body sharply to the left and pressing one's face hard against the glass, one might see, through the tight arch of the Weeping Gate, a sliver of water. It is, it must be said, a strip of the peculiarly unclean, slightly greasy liquid that lines the port. But then no one who ventures this far comes for the sea view. The house has no wrought iron fence, nor tiny enclosed garden. It simply sits cheek by jowl with its street, which is muddy in times of rain, dusty in times without. The cries of the gulls are not faint here, nor is the smell of fresh, drying or dying fish. Once inside, however, incense and perfume, a heady opiate mix negates any piscine odours and other more personal, leisure-related ones. Anyone setting foot in the spectacular red entrance hall will immediately lose hold of their fears or concerns. The richness of the decor and the beauty of the girls, their charm, their smiles, their voices, coached to pitch low and light, combine to wash away all imperatives but one. After a single visit, even the most nervous of trader, wheelwright, tailor, sailor, princeling or clergyman, in short, anyone who can scrape up Delita's hefty fee, will be content to wander the requisite dark alleyways to the house by the Weeping Gate. Thank you.
You'll find more of Angela Slatter's work online with a link from the Books Plus page. Go to abc.net.au/radionational.